Towards the end of the 1920s, at least 60 communities across the nation had enacted laws prohibiting jazz music in public dance halls. But this didn't stop the widespread of jazz music.
On Record with Manny, the music podcast.
Hi there, I'm your host Manny, and you're listening to On Record with Manny podcast, a podcast where I talk about music-related topics with special guests, also music commentary, and interesting interviews. So just sit back, relax, and have a good listen. Jazz is an American style of music that developed in the late 19th century and early 20th century. It's a genre of music that originated from the African-American community of New Orleans, Louisiana. Jazz music roots include Afro-American folk music such as spirituals, blues, and ragtime. Since the 1920s, jazz music has been recognized as a major form of musical expression in traditional and popular music. It's a genre of music that is being characterized by its complex chords, swing, polyrhythms, blues notes, and also improvisations. Jazz has been a huge influence in mainstream music genres like Afrobeat, R&B, rock, and hip-hop. When the new sound of jazz first spread across America in the early 20th century, it left both delight and controversy in its path. It was mostly criticized by everyone because it broke a lot of musical rules. It featured improvisation over the traditional structure of music. Due to improvisation, jazz was now more about the performer than the composer, and also more about the Black American experience over the conventional tradition of music. The criticism of jazz music had a lot of racial undertones, as it was a style of music brought to life by Afro-Americans. As jazz music kept on growing, music teachers were afraid that jazz music would destroy young people's interest in classical music. So they tried to convince the public that European classical music was the only good music. As jazz grew more popular, so did the critics and campaigns against it. At some point, jazz was labeled as the devil's music. Even Thomas Edison, inventor of the phonograph, criticized jazz music, saying it sounded better playing music backwards. Towards the end of the 1920s, at least 60 communities across the nation had enacted laws prohibiting jazz music in public dance halls. But this didn't stop the widespread of jazz music. So you could say jazz had the same kind of influence that music genres like hip-hop and pop music has on youth in recent times. Jazz was viewed as being damaging to the society and the people, just because it featured improvisations and liberation rhythms rather than the static traditional kind of music. Jazz was quickly spreading throughout the world, becoming very popular in European nations. During the Second World War, jazz was banned in countries under the domination of Nazi Germany because it was tightly associated with the US and its culture. The Soviet Union also banned jazz. Jazz musicians in the Soviet Union were being accused of worshipping the West because of their love for the genre. Jazz was always connected to loose morals and indecency. At the time, it was just seen as the general perversity of young people. With so many difficulties and restrictions, jazz has stood the test of time and has become a huge influence in modern day music.
On Record with Manny, the music podcast.
That's all for this episode. If you liked it, you can help me share on any of your social media platforms. I'd appreciate it if you could also follow and subscribe to the podcast. You can find us on social media on our official Twitter page at On Rec with Manny. Thank you guys for listening. Stay safe, stay close, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.